On Tuesday, Dallas voters passed the largest school bond package in the district's history. So what happens next? Here's a look at what residents can expect. As the election results rolled in, so did the questions, like what gets built first and when. At a watch party in West Dallas, board trustee Edwin Flores said the first step, get the $1.6 billion bond package ready for sale.
I think the plan right now is to sell maybe about $400 million in this first round, then maybe $500 in the next 12 to 18 months. It really depends on construction. It depends on the markets. It depends on a lot of things on when that money is needed.
Whatever the initial amount, Flores says he hopes the bonds will be sold soon so the district can take advantage of low interest rates. Then, the construction projects can go out for bids.
You want to balance when you get the money so you can start the work, but once you borrow the money, then you start accruing interest. And so you do have to be conservative about both of those things.
Under the spending plan, the biggest chunk of money, nearly $465 million, will pay for 9 new schools. That includes 2 high schools, 4 elementaries, 2 pre-K through 8th grade schools, and a school for 3rd through 8th graders. Nearly $200,000 is going to build 326 new classrooms. There's also money for improvements to libraries, science labs, cafeterias, and technology. The rest of the bond package will go toward buying land, facility improvements, and new programs like career in tech and expanding early childhood education. Which projects come first isn't clear yet, but Superintendent Michael Hinojosa says there is a sense of urgency.
We've said all along that one of the reasons we wanted it now is so that we could start construction projects even next summer. So there are going to be some bid packages that have to go out right away.
In Dallas, the median age of school buildings is 47 years. You can see the wear and tear as you walk through some of them. Overcrowding is another issue. At Teich Elementary in southeast Dallas, numerous portable buildings house classrooms. Isaac Foss co-chaired the district's Future Facilities Task Force. He says having that many is a safety concern.
When we visited different schools, I mean, it was really sort of eye-opening to realize that there's so many portables and so many classrooms that are in portable buildings within DISD. And that's one of the issues that we really need to address. Whether we're building a new school or adding additions, we really want to focus on removing as many portables from DISD as possible.
Over in West Dallas, it's the opposite. Pinkston High School is under capacity. During a recent visit there, Foss talked about why adding a career and technology program could attract more students.
So what that would mean is it would create a regional hub in West Dallas where students can come, get specific training on some of these programs. And then from there, they're always able to go into some sort of career or go on and receive a certificate only 1 or 2 years after high school.
Foss thinks the improvements at Pinkston and other schools is a good return on the voters' investment. Stella Chavez, KERA News.